What is your only comfort in life and death? How would you answer that question? Well, here's one answer, an answer based on the teachings of the Bible. What is your only comfort in life and death? That I am not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. He has fully paid for all my sins with His precious blood, and has set me free from all the power of the devil. He also preserves me in such a way that without the will of my Heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, all things must work together for my salvation. Therefore, by His Holy Spirit, He also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live for Him. That's from the Heidelberg Catechism, and it expresses the biblical hope of the gospel. Welcome to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. Please join us as we spend a few minutes in God's Word, searching the Scriptures together and listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Here's our pastor and teacher, Wes Breidenhoff.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. This week on Gospel Talk, we've been considering the biblical teaching about holy baptism. And over the last couple of days, I've been trying to make a case with you for the baptism of the children of believers. You know, there are a lot of people out there who don't particularly buy that line of argumentation. In fact, there are a lot of people out there who think that the Protestant Reformation didn't go far enough when it came to, you know, purifying what had been done in the late medieval church. Of course, because in the late medieval church and also into the Roman Catholic Church of today, they also practice infant baptism. And so when people like Luther and Calvin continued that practice, there are some who have said in the past, well, you know, that just shows that they did not go far enough. They began to understand the gospel, they got the gospel right, but they didn't go far enough in getting rid of some of these other things, and one of those things is the baptism of children. But I've been trying to show you from the scriptures that there is a good biblical argument to be made for the baptism of the children of believers. That there is a continuity in the covenant of grace between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, children belong to the covenant of grace. And in the New Testament, they continue to belong to the covenant of grace. And so, looking back to the time of the apostles, you know, first century Jewish parents who were converting to Christianity, I think they would have been quite flabbergasted at the suggestion that their children were now outside of the covenant of grace. You can imagine saying to them, you know, 10 years ago, before Jesus Christ finished his redemptive work here on earth, 10 years ago, they were included. But now that you believe in Jesus Christ, they're out. Sorry. You know, someone once said that if the apostles had ever made such a statement, the response of Jewish parents would have been, well, I thought you were bringing us good news. But you know what? The apostles did bring good news. And that good news included the fact that children are included in the covenant that God makes with believers. They are included in the covenant of grace today, just as they were in the days of Abraham. Acts 2:39. In Acts 2:39, we find the Apostle Peter saying that the promise is also for your children. Children were always included in the Old Testament, and I would propose to you that the scriptures say that they are still included today. And I think we find abundant evidence of that throughout the New Testament. And one of the places is Ephesians chapter 6. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is writing to the children of believers, and he addresses them not as, as some people have said before, vipers and diapers, but as members of the covenants of grace. He says in Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. He reminds them of the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. The fifth commandment is one of the 10 words of the covenant. That's another way of speaking about the 10 commandments. 10 words of the covenant. And when Paul says that, children, obey your parents in the Lord, he draws a line between children of the covenant in the Old Testament and children of the covenant in the New Testament. They have exactly the same responsibilities and privileges. And they're also to be raised as Christians. They're to be raised as disciples of Christ, taught to look to Him, to have Him as their Savior and Lord. In Ephesians 6:4, Paul says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." In other words, Paul is saying, treat them for who they really are. They are the Lord's children, and they should be raised as the Lord's children. They belong to his covenant, and they should be raised as those who belong to his covenant. And for our purposes, if they belong to his covenant, then they should receive the sign and seal of the covenant in baptism. You know, the first time that I was brought to church was when I was a little baby, when I was baptized. I was carried into church. I was carried to the front of the church, to the baptism font, and I had water sprinkled on my head. I don't remember it, but I know that it happened. My parents have told me so, and others who witnessed it as well. And you know what? That picture of a baby being baptized, if you think about that for a moment, it's a powerful picture of God's sovereignty in our salvation. Every time a baby is baptized, and if you were there to witness that and to see that, you would be reminded that you are that helpless little child, that you are totally dependent on God's grace in Jesus Christ. And so not only baptism, but also the baptism of infants is a vivid preaching of the gospel of grace. And that's just one more reason why I would put to you that neglecting to baptize the children of believers is not an improvement, but an impoverishment. You're missing out on a beautiful picture of the gospel of grace and the wonderful comforting truths of God's sovereignty in our salvation. You know, and closely connected with that is the fact that there are people who think it's important to be baptized more than once. You know, back in the days of the Reformation, there were those who were known as Anabaptists. They were called Anabaptists because they were those who baptized again. And actually, some of them were baptizing and being baptized many times. And today, that same thing goes on. And in the days of the Reformation, that was mostly because the Anabaptists regarded baptism as a confession of faith. They regarded it as something that man was doing, that man was giving his testimony by being baptized. And then, of course, what could be wrong with confessing your faith as many times as you can? You know, before I was a pastor, I was a missionary for a number of years, and the community where I was serving as a missionary, I encountered that same view. All the people I was involved with as a missionary had been baptized as babies in the Roman Catholic Church. But many of them had also been baptized as adults, and sometimes numerous times. But what if baptism is not about us? I mean, in the sense that it's not about our commitment to God. What if baptism instead is a sign and seal of God's promises? What if baptism is a visible preaching of the gospel? What if baptism is something that God does to us? Well, then I would say to you that it makes no sense to be baptized repeatedly. And furthermore, baptism is meant to be a portrayal of our death and rebirth in Jesus Christ. And that rebirth can only happen once. You cannot be spiritually born twice. And therefore, you can't be baptized twice. And also, we have to keep in mind that baptism is not something that only benefits us when we receive it, but it's something that benefits us throughout our entire lives. We can constantly look back to our baptism, and we can be reminded and assured that God's gospel promises stand fast and firm. Because, friends, God doesn't go back on his word. His word is dependable. And I would say that being rebaptized or being baptized multiple times draws that into question. And so I would urge you, if you're listening to this today, if you have been rebaptized a number of times, okay, you did it in ignorance. The Lord can forgive that. I would also encourage you not to do it again. Do not be rebaptized numerous times. Once is enough. God speaks once, and that's sufficient. And you know what? I know that there are a lot more issues surrounding baptism. There are a lot of issues that I haven't addressed this week. And let me recommend to you a couple of books, a couple of excellent books. The first is a short defense of infant baptism, the baptism of the children of believers. And it's called Jesus Loves the Little Children. And the author's name is Daniel Hyde. Jesus Loves the Little Children by Daniel Hyde. And Hyde is spelled H-Y-D-E. Now this book, Jesus Loves the Little Children, is an excellent brief look at the arguments for baptizing the children of believers. And Reverend Hyde, he's a minister in the United Reformed Churches. He pastors a congregation in Oceanside, California. Reverend Hyde also looks at the history of infant baptism. You know, there are those who say that it was a more recent development, that it didn't take place among the time of the apostles or didn't take place in the early church. Well, he looks at that history. He also discusses the differences between dedication and baptism. That's something that we haven't had time to look at here on the program this week. There are those who say that, you know, well, what's the difference? We can do dedication and we can have baptism for the child when he's older. We can get the best of both worlds. Well, there is quite a difference, actually, between dedication and baptism. Like I said, I don't have time to go into that today, but this book by Daniel Hyde does go into that and deals with that subject. Again, the book title, Jesus Loves the Little Children. Now, the other book that I wanted to bring to your attention is quite a bit longer, and it deals not only with infant baptism, but also with baptism in general. And this book is called The Promise of Baptism. And the author of that book, the author of The Promise of Baptism, is James Brownson. And I think both of these books, Jesus Loves the Little Children and The Promise of Baptism, will answer a lot of the questions that I just haven't had time to deal with on the program this week. So if you're listening to this and you still have some questions, you know, you can contact me. The information's at the end of the program. But I would also recommend checking out these books. Again, the titles, Jesus Loves the Little Children by Daniel Hyde and The Promise of Baptism by James Brownson. Well, tomorrow on Gospel Talk, I'm going to be joined again by Pastor Chris Gordon from the Linden United Reformed Church. We'll be having our usual Friday roundtable discussion. I hope you'll join us for that. Till then, may God continue to richly bless you in every way.
This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. Our goal here at Gospel Talk is to faithfully preach the gospel in season and out of season. That's also the goal of the Cloverdale Canadian Reformed Church. This program comes to you today through their generous support. You can find the Cloverdale Canadian Reformed Church at 17473 60th Avenue in Cloverdale. That's just off 176th Street. Sunday worship times are 9:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Guests are always welcome. You can find more information about the Cloverdale Canadian Reformed Church at our website, www.cloverdale.canrc.org. That website again, www.cloverdale.canrc.org. You can also write us for more information, or if you have questions about anything you've heard today, write to Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C. The postal code, V2Z1B3. That address again, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C. V2Z1B3. You can also call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number 1-866-288-1087. Email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That's gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. Thanks for listening today. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. We invite you to tune in tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on KARI for more biblical instruction with Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church. Abounding Grace can be heard Monday to Friday at 8:30 a.m.